questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his immaculate progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of Q&A in Islamic beliefs from IRIB English Radio. If you have been following this series of shows, we are trying to answer some doubts or misconceptions on the school of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam or on religious issues in general. Like always, we invite some scholars and researchers from Qom Seminary Schools. This time, again, we have the honor to have Sheikh Nur Muhammad with us in the studio. Sheikh, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. My pleasure to be here.
You're most welcome here. The question of the day that we want to ask from the respected guest the speaker, Sheikh Nur Muhammad, Islamic scholar from Qom Seminary Schools, is about keeping pets at home, namely, let's say, dogs. Dear Sheikh, based on Islamic teachings, we say that, okay, keeping dogs at home is forbidden because of its the kind of purity that it lacks. So it has been answered, or it has been asked by different people, and knowledge and science has actually developed, and due to vaccination of pets and animals, so it has no more no more danger of, let's say, illnesses to be transferred to human beings, because one of the reasons that is being said in order to prevent from keeping dogs and pets is that, okay, they might transfer some illnesses and diseases from animals to human beings. Is it the only reason, or is it really a reason that we say that, okay, keeping dog is not allowed at home with us in, let's say, an apartment? But keeping dog itself, while if the house is, like, for example, an old, like the old system of the houses, where, like, people have in villages, has no problem by itself, because dog is a loyal animal and usually gives services to human beings. But keeping it in an apartment with us living, is it haram due to the disease that it might transfer or not?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let me give you an introduction about the keeping dogs and, you know, actually we are talking about the, you know, pets and especially, you know, dogs in this question. We are dealing with this issue. Mm-hmm. You know that, first of all, in divine religion of Islam, it is very recommended to, you know, to feed dogs, you know, and to have very nice, you know, treatment with all kinds of animals, especially dogs.
Very true.
It is recommended, mm-hmm. and it has been considered to be a reason of forgiveness of your sins, mm-hmm. you know. How you can understand how Islam is supporting the rights of animals, you cannot find maybe in any religion but the religion of Islam, how in different narrations and in different verses of Noble Quran, there are a lot of emphasis on, you know, supporting and keeping the rights of animals, especially dogs.
Yeah.
We have a lot of narrations in this regard. I want to skip that. But it is very recommended to feed it, to, you know, have kind of mercy and nice treatment with animals, especially dogs.
Very
it
true.
Is granted. Mm-hmm. Another point is we have different kinds of dogs. Those dogs which have some kind of benefits for the human being.
Yeah.
For example, those dogs who are safeguarding your house or your, for example, your sheep. Mm-hmm. For example, you're living in some village and some dogs are supporting and safeguarding your, your property, your, you know, sheep and whatever you have in that village. This is first, you know, merits and points with regard to the dogs. Second of all, those dogs, you know, hunting dogs, mm-hmm. okay? Actually, we have one verse of Noble Quran talking about this issue. Another point, those dogs who are beneficial for finding some drugs and narcotic drugs. And for example, for finding some of the, you know, dead people in some disaster, for example, I don't know, earthquakes and floods and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
You know, some police dogs,
mm-hmm.
which are useful for these benefits and for these issues. These
right.
are granted. And of course, you can have these dogs in some separated place
yeah.
in your house.
Very true.
And of course, have it and use it. It has no problem within it. And actually, there is a support and encouragement for using these kind of beneficial dogs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to have this context of Islamic laws.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, we have some dogs, especially in Western culture, that some people only for the sake of fun,
yeah.
They have some dogs
mm-hmm.
in their houses, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it has no benefit for them, actually. And they have it and they, you know, keep these dogs in their houses. Islam actually is against having this kind of culture.
Yeah.
Wanted to describe for people that keeping dogs for no reason and for no benefits
mm.
has no actually supporting and in the religion of Islam.
True.
And the reason of that is actually we have some narration that dogs are considered to be impure or najis. And the philosophy of that, maybe some part of the philosophy of that, is to be away from these kind of dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Please, my dear listeners, be careful and remember what I have said in the beginning as an introduction. It does not mean to, for example, kill these dogs or, for example, have kind of, you know, injure these kind of dogs. Or to cause any damage for them. No, it does not mean that. It
mm-hmm.
means that not to put it, for example, in your room,
mm-hmm.
in your apartment, and living with these dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, you have to have some kind of separation
yeah.
for those dogs, because it is dislike or makruh to pray in a house that there is a dog, you know, living with you and intermingling with you. It is actually dislike. We have the title in some of the hadith corpus. We have Babu Karahat as-Salah fi Baytin fihi Kalb. It is dislike to pray in a house there is a dog.
Mm.
Actually, within your room,
very true.
And dog is intermingling with you.
Illa
an yakuna kalba sayd wa yughlaq dunahu al-bab. Except there is the hunting dog, and this hunting dog is separated from you in some special place.
Very true.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Inshallah, 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 you'll find your way.
Sheikhuna, look, the question is that what is the reason of this hurma or this prevention that we are asked to? Is it due to, let's say, the diseases that they are actually transferring to the human beings, or due to the impurity that they have? And secondly, I wanted to ask, in case, for example, we have put them in separate places, touching them, those kinds of dogs that you mentioned, even touching them has the same rulings as the other kinds of dogs. I mean, it is it makes you najis in case you touch them with a wet hand or something.
Actually, all kinds and all types of dogs are najis. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Ritual impurity we have within that, embedded in that.
Yeah,
and the reason that we have that in the you know some part of the Islamic laws, that if you want to follow the Western culture and to have kind of similitudes to the non-Islamic culture,
yeah.
it is actually in that case only It is kind of forbidden to have to keeping these kind of dogs. Yeah. And if you want to actually support this Western culture, or sometimes to cause some damage and some kind of, you know, botherings to the neighbors.
Yeah.
Sometimes if you keep a dog, it causes some, you know, some bothering for the neighbors. In that case, keeping dogs become, you know, forbidden. But after all, generally speaking,
yeah,
as I mentioned, it is disliked to pray in a, you know, room or in a house that dog is intermingling with the members of that house. We have other one narration from Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. He said that tanazzahu an qurb al kilab. He said, be away from intermingling with dogs.
Very true.
Because dogs has its own place.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
There is, in a case that it has no benefit for the human being, and if you want to keep it as a fun,
yeah,
and as kind of maybe some kind of fancy enjoyment, it is not necessary to have this kind of intermingling with dogs, and especially for those people who want to pray.
Yeah.
Okay. In that case, because if they are ritually speaking, they are impure, and if you know, for example, touch the dog with the wet hand, in that case, maybe, you know, your hand become najis and you cannot pray with that.
Mm-hmm.
Or for example, maybe some part and portion of the body of dog, you know, attached to your body, you cannot pray. Okay,
yeah,
and you have to first of all to make yourself clean of that. Mm-hmm. So because of this ritual speaking, for those people who are, you know, observant of Islamic laws, it causes some kind of, you know, disturbance for people, and it is much better and recommended to be away from that.
Thank you very much. The Sheikh, one last question. I wanted to shed some light on that. I can't forget once we had a neighbor next to an apartment. I asked her, please do not bring your dog inside the apartment because it actually makes the whole environment impure. The sister replied me back that, okay, don't think that this is like the other dogs. I have vaccinated it, and also I'm washing it once a day. And also, it's not like ordinary dogs. It's quite pure, because in case other dogs are najis, this one cannot be najis because I'm washing it every day, and it cannot even transfer any disease. Don't worry about that. So when the neighbor by itself, I mean, the respected neighbor does not understand the reason of this impurity, what is my duty as, let's say, a neighbor? How should I tackle such questions? Can you suggest me anything?
You know, talking about the vaccination and this hygienic issue, actually, when we say that dogs are impure, ritually speaking, part of the reason of that is some hygienic issues.
Mm.
But it is actually some part of the wisdom and reason for that we have been recommended to be away from dogs.
Yeah.
It is not all the philosophy. For example, in one narration, Imam said that Inna Jibreel qal inna la nadkhulu baytan fihi kalb. Angels do not enter the room there is a dog.
Very true.
You know, this is another part of the portion of the reason of that.
Mm.
So I want to say that vaccination and observation of this issue, it is not only the, you know, maybe tackle some part of the and some portion of the problem, but not all of that.
Very true.
Okay.
Yeah.
And because of that, it has been recommended to be away from dog, and actually to be put and assign some specific, you know, place for dogs to be away from the, you know, residence place of human being.
Very true. Thank you very much. I think, Sheikh, we are actually approaching the end of this session. So we need to finalize our discussion and say goodbye to the respected listeners. And thank you for your sharing this beautiful points and your contribution in answering these questions. Dear listeners, dear brothers and sisters, we shall get back to you, inshallah, in our upcoming session with another topic to be discussed. Till then, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliin wa Husayn wa Hasan. لعلي وحسين وحسن. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن, إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن, لعلي وحسين وحسن, لعلي وحسين وحسن. كل من كان محبا لهم, كل من كان محبا لهم, يدخل الجنة من غير حزن, يدخل الجنة من غير حزن. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن, إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن, لعلي وحسين وحسن.